Adesso vi messo sulla simpatia di chi fa vedere di essere adesso vi messo. Vero, anche perché tutto il corpo è stato per me, perché non so che è stato un grazie a me. Io lo so, ora che mi resta un po' di spazio, non so che spazio, perché mi sono... E mi la sono fatto capisci, perché mi sono fatto un po' di spazio, mi sono fatto un po' di spazio, mi sono fatto un po' di spazio, mi sono
soy en sof on mar in der hopos in der ari eron hat bei so fein im no otiron te pan gen hier in je ven de pipan to krator ep shoy spen no ti kiriana ef ni de shoy sep no ti pipan to kro a to re vio te pen shoy so pen no ti pen to ti res hospi a kharestos. We thank you for every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Lord, have mercy, therefore. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant to complete this holy day in all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, and the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifesting them away from us. And from this holy church that is yours, but the things which are good and profitable to provide for us, for it is you given the authority to tread in serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
Oh, yeah, come on, with me, even you to go ahead.
again. And the Pantocrator, creator, the Father, Lord God, and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask in the Creator, goodness, lover of mankind, remember, O Lord, the sick among your people. Lord, have mercy. You have with them with mercy and compassion. Heal them, take away from all them and from us every sickness and every malady in the spirit of sickness, cast away. Remember, O Lord. And let us gather from the Creator, the Father, Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask in the teaching good love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servant who have fallen asleep, our Father and our brethren. Lord, have mercy graciously, O Lord, upon all their souls in the bosom of our holy Father Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, sustain them in the green pasture. Beside still waters in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins. Raise up their bodies also in the day which you have appointed according to your true promises, which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promise, that which an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have come up in the heart of man, the things which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servants, but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness had overtaken them as men, and they were clothed in the flesh and dwelt in this world, O God, as the good one and lover of mankind. Graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forgive them, your servant, the orthodox Christians who are in the whole world, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, each one according to his name and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even in thought, his life on earth be a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose holy afflicting upon them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that would be pleasing to you, and give them an house and share an inheritance with all in you.
He sits at the hand of his Father, have mercy on us. You only are the Holy, you only are the Most High, my Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God the Father, amen. Every day I will bless you and I will praise your holy name forever and until the age of ages, amen. In the night season, my soul always early unto you, my God, for your precepts shall I upon the earth. I was meditating on your ways, and you became a helper unto me. In the morning you shall hear my voice. Early I will stand before and you shall see me. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, who is born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, who is crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to thy wisdom, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of the ages, amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God, close be with us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins, Lord, forgive us our iniquities. Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and our brethren have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose our souls. You have without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. You have without sin, Lord, help us and see our supplications. Yours is the glory, the dominion, the triple holiness, Lord, and mercy, Lord, and mercy, Lord, bless us, amen. Intercede on our behalf before Christ and your Lord that you forgive us our sins. Before our Lord Jesus sins. Ye hamari sansaj ye visi o vi harman che o vi mi pon mara sansi ane ne tener me ke izine mo for in vira I will go to the house of David to acquire a voice by which I can speak of your honor for God. I stood at the borders of Judea, and before he granted his voice, which the tribe of Judah accepted. The tribe of Judah is the virgin who gave birth to our Savior, and after his birth, she remained the virgin along with the voice of Gabriel the angel. We send you greetings, O Mary, the Mother. From God, hail to you from Gabriel, hail to you from us, we magnify you, say, hail to you, the holy angel Gabriel, announce glad tidings to the virgin, and after the greetings, he strengthened her, saying, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive and bring forth a son, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. Therefore, at all times we magnify you, Theotokos, as the Lord on our behalf. He may forgive us our sin, Shereneoti, Barthenos, Theoro, me and Agitini, Sheret, Shoshon, Devin, Genosari, and Kodnar, and Manoi. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Yo pienso por el son ciego, ni me echo sin pare en ningún. So tu cos estoy en parse, no se enseñó ni de atropum.
You have borne our good Savior to take away our troubles and grant us his peace. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
To exalt you in his
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Prince of God's Lord, Creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God and true God. We are now created, and one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. By whom all things were made, who for us man, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate to the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary became man. He was crucified for us on a bunch of Father, suffered, was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He sent to the heavens to sit to the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again his glory to judge the dead, and whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, where the Father and the Son of God shall glorify. In one holy castle, we confess our sins. We confess our baptism for the remission of sins. We then go straight for the
شنهيد خارون. With your salvation and forgive us our sins. Have desire to see which you see, and not in them, and to hear which you hear, and not to hear them. But as for for they see and hear, for they hear, may be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, to the prayers of your saints. Lord, have mercy. Remember also our mother, our brethren, and also remember the supplication, the prayer which I put upon to Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
According to our teacher, Saint Mark the Evangelist, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the Prophet and the King, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. From heaven, the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. And blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our God and our Savior and our King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which made a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Glory be to God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses. O my soul, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Word of God, the Father, who has broken every bound of our sin through his saving, life-giving suffering, who prayed them to the face, who sent the disciples and holy apostles, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, if you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles
to those who for a time labor in priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to lose every bound of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, to dispense to us your mercy and lose every one of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the Sanhedrin, O Master, who knows the weakness of men and the good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us, all the people. Fill us with your fear and straighten us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is the one is with you now and at all times into the ages. Amen. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, I bring the power and the glory forever. Amen. Then, The prayer of the third hour and the sixth hour of this blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sin from the psalm of our teacher David the prophet. May a blessing be upon us all. Amen.
to you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go and I come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it does come to pass, you might believe. That I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
Take away from us, O good one, but renew him with an heart created in me, a clean heart, O God, and in your right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. O Lord, who send down your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and your honored apostles in the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one, but we ask you to renew him within us, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Word, the Right, the life-giving Spirit, a spirit of prophecy and chastity, a spirit of holiness, righteousness, and authority of the Almighty One, for you are the light of our souls. O you who give light to every man that comes into the world, have mercy on us. O Theodore, you are the true vine who bore the cluster of life. We ask you, full of grace with the apostles, for the salvation of our souls. Blessed is the Lord our God. Blessed is the Lord, day by day he prepares our way, for he is God of our salvation.
O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is present in all places and fills all the treasury of good things, and the life giver, graciously come and dwell in us and purify us from all defilement, O good one, and save our souls. Just as you with your disciples, O Savior, and gave them peace, graciously come also and be with us and grant us your peace and save us and deliver our souls. Whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are considered standing in heaven, O Theotokos. You are the gate of heaven. Open for us the gate of mercy.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, O Lamb, Murderer, who was born for the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy Mighty, O Mortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, O Lamb, Murderer, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heaven, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, for the sake of your people, heal them to the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplication for years of the glory, dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. May our word to pray thankfully, our Father, art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread. Our beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, who brought forth upon us the true light, Christ our God and the Lord, and on our behalf, that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the only Theotokos, the best advocate for all mankind, intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom you bore, for his may forgive our sins. Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and the true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. Doxa Sionsios, holy, holy, holy. A reading from the Gospel according to teachers and Matthew. May blessing be with us all. Amen.
And seeing the multitudes, he went upon a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And when he opened his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is a kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they are vile and persecute you, and so kind to you against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for there is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. To all the salt of the earth, but of the salt of the slaver, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out, trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do you want a lamp put under a basket and on a lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house, and that your light shall shine before men, and let them see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Glory be to God forever, amen. To Rashim Beresus, and our souls, and the mass, and web. Gia Kiang Sotiam, O you who on the sixth day and sixth hour were net the cross for the sin which our Father Adam did commit in the paradise, in and right of our sins of Christ our God, and save us, I cry to God, and the Lord hear me, and God hear my prayer, and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, morning, and midday. I say my word, and he hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who nailed the cross in the sixth hour and killed us, and by the tree and by your death you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pain by your healing and life-giving passions, and by the nail which you were nailed, rescue our minds from the fullness of the earthly deeds and worldly lives to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments, according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor excuse, nor justification, because our many sin, we throughout you implore to him who was you born of you, Theotokos, the Virgin, for abundant and acceptable is your intercession with our Savior. O Holy Mother, do not exclude sinners from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he is merciful and able to save us, because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us when we are exceedingly humble. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. O Lord, deliver us, forgive us our sin for the sake of your holy name.
Salvation is in might of all the earth, O Christ, O our God, as you stretched your holy hands in the cross. Therefore, all nations cried out, saying, Glory be to you, O Lord. We worship you in the person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins. O Christ, our God, for you will. You were pleased to be lifted up onto the cross to deliver those who created in the bondage of the enemy. We cry out at you and give thanks to you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, glory be to you.
You are or she who is full of grace, or Theotios, the Virgin, we praise you, for the cross of your Son, heads fell down, and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life and gained the delight of the first praise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ, our God,
For you have brought forth unto us to save the whole world, he came and saved our souls. Holy be true, Master King Christ, the body of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the fairness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, and one Godhead, we worship him and glorify him. Lord have mercy, Lord bless us, amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true love, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascending to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God, have full view with us. For we have no helper in our hardships and tribulations but you. absolve, forgive, and remit of all our transgressions, those which you have committed willingly and those which you have committed unwillingly, those which you have committed knowingly and those which you have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, Lord, and not according to our sins.
We thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask in the dear goodness, O lover of mankind, grant the completest holy day in all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden. and manifesting them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable, do provide for us, for it is you given the authority to tread in serpents and scorpions, and upon the power of the enemy.
So,
Saint Athanasius, the Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Holy Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Bede, and Gregorian, from the mouth of the 318 assembled in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus. And from the mouth of our honored Father, the High Priest, Baba Ambatodros, and from the mouth of my brother Sylvan, the least, for a blessing full of glory, your holy name, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Amen.
Appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his blessings be with us all. Amen.
Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and an apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by some men, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you, for it's my witness. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts, so you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both you and me. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, just shall live by faith. The grace of God the Father will be with you all. Amen.
Catholic Epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. James, a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if any of you lacks wisdom, Let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, when no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flowers fall, and its beautiful appearance perishes, so that the rich may also fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
The pure apostle who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us all. Amen. And he said, brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in him, and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land and of the childlands and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to the land in which you now dwell. And God gave him not inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and his descendants after him. But God spoke in this way, that this descendant would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them unto bondage and oppress them 400 years. and the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge, said God, and after that they shall come out and serve me in the place, in this place. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Kiyah. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Raphael, who brings joy to all hearts. The intercession of the Honorable Archangel Raphael be with us all. Amen. This day also marked the martyrdom of Saint Parthenophius, the monk. May blessing be with us all. Amen. Also on this day of the year 1526 of the martyrs, the Pope Mark or Marcus, the 108th Pope of Alexandria departed. May blessing be with us all. Amen. On this day also Saint Apricius departed. May blessing be with us all. Amen. Today also marks the departure of Saint Elias or Elijah, the anchorite in the Mount of Samhut. May blessing be with us all. Amen. On this day also commemorate the consecration of the Church of Messiah, the anchorite in the monastery of Abba Samuel, the confessors in Kalamun Mount. May blessing be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
For the mercy.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. You will arise in a mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come, for the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, O most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said to the angel, "Oh, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my reproach among people."
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We can sit down for 2-3 minutes. All the kids, please come outside and please sit down here in front of me. And all the girls, come in to the front. All the girls, come to the front, please. Yeah, sit down here. Yeah. Perfect. Jones. Okay. We know very well that we are waiting what we will celebrate soon. Okay. Perfect. Jesus' birthday, perfect. And when we celebrate that? No, someone else. When we celebrate that, yes. Yeah, the Nativity, yes, when? When we will celebrate that, yeah. Yeah, Christmas, exactly. We know it's a different a little bit, something confused, yes, but it's something very important to know. There is different calendar. Different. That's why we are celebrating here, for example, outside. The people outside, they are celebrating on 25th of December. But, yes, Jasmine. 7, exactly. This is our Orthodox birthday of Christ. However, it's different dates, but we are celebrating the birth of Christ. That's why, whatever, it's 25th or 7th of January, but we are celebrating also the birth of Christ, the Nativity. That's why it doesn't matter which day, but it's different calendar. That's why don't be confused if when we celebrate outside, for example, with the people 24th, 25th. And we are celebrating here on the 7th of January, but our Orthodox Church and all, not Coptic Orthodox Church only, the Orthodox, for example, if we go to the Russian, if you go to the Armenian, if you go to the Indian Orthodox, for example, we will be celebrating also too on the 7th of January. Only the Greek Orthodox, they celebrated before on the 7th, and they changed it to 25th. Anyway, it doesn't matter which day we are celebrating. The best thing is that we are celebrating. Who is preparing himself for this day? What we have to prepare? Yes. Big prayer. Okay, what we have to do? Like now we are preparing for the feast. What we will do at home? Fast, perfect. We are fasting now. Yeah. Oh, from the girls, you have to answer to. What you are preparing for to prepare yourself for the feast, for the birthday of Christ? Yes.
Sorry.
Prepare our hearts. Perfect. How to prepare our hearts? It's like yeah. Perfect. Can I ask something? When we celebrating then like the birthday of Christ? For example, if the birthday of me, okay, my birthday. Okay, first things that we have to do, like yesterday we did a birthday for someone from a church for the kid. What we bring to him? Cake, right? Perfect. And what we did? We put candles, right? Then we have to, first of all, we have to bring a cake with a candle on the day of the Nativity, the day of the birthday of Christ, and we have to do, sing together what? Happy birthday to Christ. This is first thing that we have to do. Okay. The second thing, when it's my birthday, some people give me some gifts. Perfect. Yes. What we have to give to Christ is Christ waiting from us. Any prizes or any gifts? No? Okay. Then there is no way to give Christ any gift, right? There's a way? What? Pray? Yes, one of them is pray, for sure. He's waiting also our prayer to talk to him. Yes, what else? Yes. Going to the church, for sure. Very good, too. When celebrating, we have to come to church. It will give a gift, another thing. It's good, but I'm waiting something different. What I have to give to Christ in his birthday? Perfect. But our heart, we have to give all the day. I know. It's good. Very good, too. We have to give our heart. Yes. Okay, this is a confession. This is also too, it's all the days. Very good. Can I ask a question? When we are,
love.
The love. You are very close. How to give the love to Christ? Emotion. emotions, like, for example, I love you, and that's it. Or we have to give something also to different, something different. Huh? Huh? Yes. Yes, how to give our heart to Christ? How to give the love back? How to give the love? Love Him. Love Christ. How to love Christ? Love. How to love Christ more? How to tell Him, I love you? Take care of other people.
Give to the poor, because it says in the Bible, I am the poor, these are my brethren.
Perfect. And you? Okay, you forgot. Exactly. You know what? When we are celebrating the birthday of Christ, if in any birthday, we are very happy, very, very happy. But I have also to make the other people happy. I have, for example, you know what happened when Jesus Christ born? There is some angels appeared to who? Huh? I'm sorry? No. Yes. Shepherds, exactly. The angels appeared to the shepherds and they said to them, you know what? You have to be very happy. Today is the birthday of... Let's go to see Christ. And they were very happy. That's why I wanted to make the other people happy too. I wanted to be sure that other people happy. That's why today, for example, we are celebrating together the liturgy. And after that, we go downstairs and we will take a breakfast. And we will decorate the church to be happy, more happy. And you see outside the church also too, a lot of lights. It's a happiness, a spirit of Christmas. But something different we have to do also. We have to do some bags for the homeless because we wanted to make the people happy. This is the gift that I'm giving to God. Guys, Roger. Then I have to think very well. How also to give Christ some gifts to be happy, to make my parents happy? Oh, wow. How to make my parents happy? Also, too. Yes, exactly. To do what they ask me to do. Yes. Yeah, to do more things. Yes. To love them. And to love them, this is also the same what we are saying. When I love my parents, I have to show them the love. Again, when I love my parents, I have to show them my love. And how to show them my love? When I obey what they are saying to me. For example, from now, okay, to make your parents happy, in the morning, wake up and arrange your room very well. And arrange something in the house, and do what, for example, your parents say to you. Obey. You will see that how they are happy. Now you give a gift to Christ. Today, for example, we will do some bags for the homeless. We are giving some gifts, also to Christ. You see how we make the other people happy? Huh? Yes. Virtually? What do you mean about virtually? Huh? Yeah, explain what do you mean about virtually. Physically, it means that you give them a hug, for example. Or practically, we can say. There are both things. Virtually, virtually, then I show them my love from away. Like, I love you. This is virtually. But practically, that I obey what they are saying to me. I'm listening to them because I love them. And then I have to show them the love. physically also too, it's when I hug them. I give them a hug. This is also show them the love. Okay? Then, from now, we are 22nd of December, few days coming and we will celebrate. Yeah, this is 25th of December and there is our continue to 7th of January celebrating. Then we have to think what we have to give as gift to Christ, the baby Christ. The shepherd give gifts. You know what? Huh?
Precious metals?
No.
What they give?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It was cold a little bit. That's why they give him some sheep to keep him warm. Right? And the wise men give the three gifts. Saint Mary give herself. Saint Joseph, he tried to do everything for Christ and Saint Mary. Then we are doing, we have to celebrate and we have to make the other people happy too. Okay? Okay? I can't hear. Okay? Okay? Perfect. Then now we will continue the liturgy all together. We will say the creed. And I wanted to listen it loud. The creed of our church is very important, the Orthodox Church, that's why we have to say it all together. Now the deacons come back again here, and we will say all together the creed.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator.
Oh God.
eternal, who formed man in corruption, and that which in the world enthroned the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and remembrance of evil, and telling them. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ite ne presvente tsa to ko sa Maria psesare mutnan biko e volenten in novete nosto mo ko Christus nem beko tana gasus nem bebne mai so
web gia ki
aksoti monele oserene se seia ene seos
the Lord be with you all
and with your spirit.
Where are your hearts?
He has made
them with the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right. Meet and right. Truly indeed it's meet. And right, O you who are master Lord, God of truth, being before judges and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers, before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on whose stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and a seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying, let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Holy, 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 need, O Lord, our God, who formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of joy. We knew disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent. We fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always been us through your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Incarnate and became man, and taught us the way of salvation, and granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death. Which reign over us, we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen, I believe.
He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and said to your right hand, O Father, he has appointed a day for a covenant which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, in an echrim, painishte mestereion, enteti. Metastas vins, if Saint Jara be fies, mon champi, on champi, co.
Elisus bestevome.
He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed. And the life-giving. We believe that this is true. He looked our heaven to you, O God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave thanks. Bless them.
Amen.
And he sanctified them.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we glorify.
And gave it to his own holy disciples and sent the apostles, saying, take it of it of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is do in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Likewise, also the cup after supper, he mixed it with wine and water, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
blessed.
Amen.
And he sanctified it.
Amen.
Again we believe, we confess, and we glory. And gave it also to his own holy disciples and the apostles, saying, take drink of it, all of you, for this my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is done in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Ton sana,
ton so kireye katangelo me. Ketin agiyan so anastasi. Ketin anale mepsin so entis oranisi omolo omen se elomen se eflogomen se efcharisto men kirie keze ometa. Therefore, as we also commemorate his only passion and resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, he is sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gift from what is your for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, Lord, and we worship you.
His holy body.
I believe. Amen.
This cup also into the bread and blood of the new covenant.
Again I believe.
Given for the remission of sin, eternal life for those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. May
all worthy hermits are the body of your holy into the perfection of our soul and our body and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, may have a shared and inherited with all the saints who have been in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired in yourself in the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with you, all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, Archbishop Baba Amba Tawadros II.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumens, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servant and all warned virginity and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
have mercy upon us,
O God, and fathers of Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith recently accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the waters of the rivers, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Bread them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth, made for it be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for summer harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Let the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you. For you give them their food, and you see them deal with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too have sufficient sin and everything always may abandon every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they am be brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
And our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
So, Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, which is the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have been in the beginning of our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. And Saint John, the firm of the Martyrs, the Archdeacon, the Pro Martyr, the Builder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle Martyr, the Patriarch, and the Virus of the Church, Discourse, Saint Athanasius, the Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Holy Martyr, and High Priest, Saint Joel Chrysostom, Saint Sulpicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Peter, Saint Gregory, the Eustinian, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian,
the 318 siblings of Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous father, the great of Antony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three son of Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our father, Abba John Degamin, our righteous father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, and all the choir of your saints, through whose presence, application, and mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called all upon us.
Rebo es moeso abshobin manamin zok sasikiria kiria laison kiria laison kiria eblogison kiria ana bavsonami.
Taking repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, so shall it be, from generation to generation unto the ages of ages. Amen.
And doth throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything honor, blessed be Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit. Reni Pasi.
Kitob nevmati son.
Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of all the God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he also has made unworthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion, pardon of his divine and immortal mystery.
Amen.
The holy body.
We worship you.
Worship all. And the precious blood.
And your precious blood.
Of Jesus Christ, the Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Lord, have mercy.
And a sinner, the awful force and salvation on a heavenly articulate sacrifice that is the divine body and the precious blood of his pure Christ, deed that has become for us purification, salvation, grace, and forgiveness of sins.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
So that with gratefulness we may cry unto you, Holy Father, Lord, in heaven, and sing, Our Father,
Our Father, who art in heaven, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, Thy name and the power, the glory forever. Amen.
Bow your head to the Lord.
In of your soul.
Let us attend in the fear of God. Amen.
Et omnem
martis.
Remember all congregations, bless them. The whole is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Amen. One is the Holy Father,
one is the Holy Son,
one is the Holy Spirit. Amen. In any policy,
get on the
Holy. Body and honor, true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The holy honor, body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, is in truth. Amen.
Amen, I believe.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe. And confess to the Lord's bread that is life-giving flesh, that your only begotten Son of Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, He made one even in you, without meaning, without confusion, and without alteration. He, with the good confession before Pontius Pilate, given up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly, I believe that His divinity pardoned our humanity for a single moment, no red winging of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sin, and eternal life for those who partake of Him. I believe, I believe, I believe. That it is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that
Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord, the peace and the love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries, Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We're still a church. We can't do noise at church.
Eb orën të tjeri në mojnane të kërinin, se në nane të kërinin e karenovë në volë, gjizohë të dikom në mbezë më vjema shani, amin.
May I worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, as we forgive to those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, time be the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. And in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن يسوع المسيح وشركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. Go in the peace of the Lord to be with you all. Okay, can I have one line? One line to distribute the urban. One line.